Sunday is fun day. And this Sunday is particularly fun because it's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
I want to talk to you about this thing that is happening in this country, and I want you to pay attention to it. Don't miss this. They are removing our books from libraries. They are removing our stories and our history. They are removing our names from government buildings. It's as if someone wants to erase our footprints. Because what we need to understand is that if our children don't know our history, they won't know our power. But the truth of the matter, it's impossible to erase our footprints because we left them on water. What I mean by that is we were snatched from our homeland, brought across the ocean, and left footprints all the way to America. When they tried to silence a king named King to keep his voice down, it still echoes through generations to generations to generations because you cannot erase our footprints. They literally took the jewels out of the crowns in our crowns in Africa, put them in their own crowns and in their museums, trying to erase our history. But yet and still, we still rise as kings and queens. They went into Tulsa, Oklahoma, and tried to burn down Black Wall Street. But yes, we are still building businesses, making our way, building companies, becoming CEOs, because we are still building, still leaving footprints. So this is not the time to be silent. This is not the time to give up. This is the time to dig in and keep leaving footprints everywhere you go. I can tell you this. I have made more Black millionaires, hear me when I say this, than any studio in this city combined, because I'm making footprints. So I don't care if you're struggling, if you're trying to make it, you're trying to build a business, if you have a dream, keep making footprints. Don't let anybody stop you. You can do it. And the last thing I'll say to you is this. Hear me when I say this. Don't let your worry be greater than your faith.
Welcome. Great to see you.
Thanks, man. I was beginning to think this would never happen.
Oh, it's going to happen. The funny things in life are not easy.
Yes. Yeah, no doubt, man. Well, yes, good stuff. Jeff. Well, how are you?
What's up, Jeff? Thanks for having me, bro. I'm doing great. I just, just taking care of business. But I'm so glad you got to make it. Yes, Jeff. What's up, everyone? I have a special guest today. His name is Jeff Warren, and he's an Emmy winner. Jeff, welcome. Please introduce yourself and where you started from. Introduce and tell us how, what got you started in your hobby today or passion today. Where did you start?
Yeah, man. So I grew up in Southern California. My parents were just awesome to us. I have a sister. But after high school, I decided I wanted to leave California. So I moved out to Colorado to go to Colorado State. I thought I wanted to be a news anchor and a reporter. And after an internship at CBS in Los Angeles, I decided I didn't want any part of news. I didn't want to be owned by a station. And so fortunately, I loved all facets of production. And I apprenticed myself to a friend of mine who was already editing. And so from there, I started editing commercials and worked at the Pepsi Center for the Colorado Avalanche and Denver Nuggets, which was awesome. Was there for Game 7 of the Stanley Cup. It was epic. And anyways, from there, I started editing shows. While in Colorado, at Colorado State, I met my beautiful wife, and we got married. We had two daughters. And after several years in Colorado, we decided to make a big change and came out to South Carolina. Been here for about 4 years and love it out here. But I started editing TV shows and was fortunate to work with a great group called the Weenie Pictures. And you mentioned a cool award I had. I won an Emmy with them for a Food Network show. And I've just had an awesome career editing all sorts of TV shows and commercials, and started a production company with two dear friends called Nito Pictures. And so, man, I'm a very blessed individual. But that's a quick little background on me.
Hey, man, that is a blessing, and that sounds like a great story where you came from and like where you are today. And yes, God is good. You know, it's a blessing to have an achievement of a lifetime, as I would say.
Man. Well, you know, because you have several awards and accolades to your name.
Thanks. I mean, I'm thankful for my, new awards for a TV show, radio show. I'm thankful, to be doing, worked on Disney and so forth, with them. I have, I worked with also, Miley Cyrus, and I went to the same junior high as Beyonce Knowles, and I'm thankful, for hard work to pay off. So, admire hard work and faith, because that's what goes a long way and helps.
Yeah.
God bless us when we keep the faith.
Amen to that, man.
What is one of your favorite mottos?
One of my favorite mottos is from the movie Ferris Bueller. Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around, you could miss it. I feel like that's just a great one. And it was written in jest, but it's so true. But another big one is to love God and love others, man. Because if you don't do that, you're just lacking in life. And if you follow that, then, man, you just can't lose, because you feel good about yourself and you're helping others.
Totally. I couldn't agree more. I love those mottos, and love is the answer,
Yes, amen, man. Dude.
The way I see it, God is love, as a reminder, and yes, love is action, and God created us, and I love to, yes, there's a saying, you reap what you sow in the world. And so, like, I'm all about, you know, sowing good, you know, good seeds. Like
heck yeah, man.
About in the word. And then
yep.
Those seeds are what help all the blessings of God. And I'm thankful for all of those. And it's only
yeah.
the beginning. What are some new projects that you're working on?
Yeah, so I just wrapped up a really cool series about the history of Texas. It's like 240 educational videos, and that was a really fun series to do. I also just wrapped a documentary about craft beer. It's called United Crafts of America, and that's going to the film festival. It's running the film festival circuit right now. It's about to premiere in LA in a couple of weeks, and so I hope there are a whole series of those coming along. They tell the stories of brewers and the highlights, the struggles, and everything in between. So that was really cool. And coming up, I'm doing some commercials for the Colorado Department of Transportation. So looking forward to those. And then we're also coming up with a comedy series that we're going to publish as a vertical format first, and then go horizontal. But man, I'm ecstatic about that.
This sounds phenomenal. Yes, I love that. You know, it sounds like great things that you're working on. Yes,
yeah.
Where can my audience find you at? What is your social media link handles?
Yeah, so I'm on LinkedIn. You can find me, Jeff Warren, and you'll see my my face on there. Our website for our production company, it's called Neato Pictures. So you'll find us at neatopictures.com. And, you know, I used to be a lot on Facebook, but man, that it's addicting as can be. And so you start on Facebook and 6 hours goes by and you're like, what the heck just happened? So I'm not so much on that anymore. I've got an Instagram account that I've been ignoring for a while. So I'll get back to that at some point.
Awesome. Awesome. Yes. Thank you for your time here today. And, yes, it was a great talk with you, Jeff. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes,
Marcus, you're awesome, man. It's a real blessing to be here, and I hope the Lord blesses yes. you and all of your endeavors.
God bless you too. And yes, we'll be in touch, Jeff. And yes, God bless you too. Thank you, everyone,
awesome.
For your time. And yes, thank you again, Jeff. Have a great, blessed every day.
Talk to thank you, soon, you Jeff. Too,
thank
Marcus.
You. Thanks.
All right.
We're here.
What's up, everybody? I'm Victorious Marcus. I'm the Universal Music Group, multiple awards, and I'm thankful, you know, for my great opportunities in making the world a better place. I partnered with Zachary Levi, a actor from Shazam, and Nerd HQ. I'm all about good health, and especially mental health. My favorite health mantra is I am competing against my own self. Despite what anyone says, everyone has to look at themselves in order to make the world a better place.
Yo, Victorious Marcus, what is up? It is your boy Thomas here, or shall I say friend? BFF, but whatever. Okay. So, I love your music. And Don't Abuse Your Power is one of my favorite songs of yours, because we tend to get into this egotistical mindset of our own, where we become self-centered and believe fulfilling our own selfish desires for success, life, and everything that we'd ever want and worth at the expense of someone else's well-being, someone else's life, someone else's success, and work that someone else did that we should not be credit for. We've all been there. We've all lived it. I've had my own mistakes with that. Like, recently, I had to accept that my egotistical self is preventing me from empathizing and sympathizing with even people I dislike, and having to realize that I have to understand that they are on their own path towards success, life, and fulfillment, and really everything that would make us a great life for them, and living up to their fullest potential. They're doing the best they can with what they have every day, and I have to empathize with that. That is what that song taught me. I can't thank you enough for that song and other songs of your work that is going to be a big hit. your adds value to people's lives, and it really goes to show that a lot of artists out there just don't create work that helps people learn something, helps people become better versions of themselves, rather than for just entertainment, which is great, the work is great, but that's all it's for. There's a story in my work, and there is a set of fundamental values and lessons that can be drawn from art that you make.
Keep up the great work.
You are going places, my man. I will be with you soon, doing great work. You're flying high. Later, your friend Thomas.
I see. story matters.
Here with Victorious Marcus and a hit.
Here with Grammy One Timberland Sci-Fi Project Superstar. Yeah. I'm Victorious City. Yeah. I'm Victorious anyway. I'm the
This is revolutionary, the way they say that still tight.
You have so much here, will you miss a missing you are.
time to speak up.
Make the money flip.
I'm
You two-faced, so confident. You can't stop me. I am Victorious Marcus.
XO! I'm waiting, how about that? And you are betting against me. I'm waiting, how about that?
Heard him, About good health and natural ways of remedies, like, you know, stretching, or like for my back if I had like a lower back, or also the chiropractor, because it's natural and it does not involve surgery. And that surgeries are dangerous, like that's only like should be like a last resort, but you can get your back, I mean, if you any type of back surgery you have, I highly recommend a chiropractor, Dr. Charles Hopkins. I've come a long way. I have come from years of rejection and even years of poverty and so experience of all types of racism, bigotry, lies, and I've overcome it out of my sight to 21 billion interviews from features on the movies like the Hannah Montana movie, the Hannah Montana show on Disney, to also work with her on a movie called Yesterday, which is number one on Netflix, to many other movies and TV shows. I've also worked on Demi Lovato on Sunny with a Chance. And my latest movie that I was on is called Apex. I performed in a break dance on that movie. I'm thankful for every good opportunity on the IMDb Movies database, the Victorious Marks, aka Marks Hopkins. And I'm thankful that I attended the same school performing house as Beyonce Knowles at Wells Middle School. I won awards by Bella Caroli for my acrobatics or gymnastics. I won gold medals for that. And the way I was able to do that, I mean, I had to go through rejection as well. And winning that, and I mean, at first I can only do basics. And I got rejected in my sixth grade year, but that's the summer I got determined, very determined, and I taught myself how to do it the most advanced first, and I got so good that I was able to win an honorable award at the Community Camp. I mean, when I got accepted into Welsh, that same summer, like, I got accepted into the Junior Olympics as well. I went in the, because like my brother and I, we were sleeping at a park, and the Junior Olympic coach was there, and he was like, he invited us over to practice. It was a track and field practice. And so, yes, I went there, and to make a long story short, I broke a record. So during that same year, it was the many ups and downs that I know God works in the, I know God works in mysterious ways that where it led me to where I am today, come back with a greater comeback. Over the years, I've also experienced racism, bigotry and bullying. And I say each time when I was bullied, even, falsely accused, because the devil's a liar. And even when I was falsely accused, I just kept pouring even more so into my gifts. Because I believe with God, everything is possible. So I'm thankful that I have my own TV and radio show today. Because, I'm thankful that I'm doing something right. Time with Universal Music Distribution. And I'm thankful to have a voice for many things. I want to use my platform to reach the world and make a positive difference to who everyone's to treat the other side of they want to be treated. And, the devil is a liar, and I'm thankful to God for the victory over all the lying devil. But the devil made people, they got times for my good. From teens to, like, the blacks came over in the U.S. In chains. Donald Trump is almost 100. He's almost 80 years old. Don't let anyone bring us back to, slavery times. You can never judge a book by its cover. I heard him talking about Kamala Harris' face. Like, it was funny, and, he's the Antichrist, He needs to take responsibility for his actions. Because the things that he's been promoting, I've been feeling again, It has been bringing us back to more racism that I've experienced in my life. Enough is enough. Just like Rosa Parks told her to sit in the back of the bus, she refused. And they were trying to bully her. And this bullying is getting out of control. Anyway, the story about Rosa Parks. She refused, and she became a civil rights activist. That helped us. That has helped a lot today. Been a great inspiration, and it helped that our first black president. God knows the truth, and the truth will set you free. Let's work together in love and unity.